Also, we're going to touch on some of the concerns that we have about some changes in the neighborhood. The first thing I want to do briefly is to thank the City of Portland and TriMet for their responsiveness to the concerns voiced by the neighborhoods regarding train noise and how a solution has evolved from that. The train noise was already a problem for us, and it was going to get worse because the light rail came through Hosford Abernathy Neighborhood Association. And Linda Nedekorman is going to talk more about that. But I wanted to mention that because I sit on a lot of citizens advisory groups, and it's not always so responsive. Another thing I wish to thank TriMet is the purchase of sufficient property across the north edge of the Northwest Natural property to allow ped bike route through there, even though it is unfunded at this point. At least we have the space. And there's some hope that in a recent conversation with Roger Geller, from the bicycle guy from PBOT, we're hoping that perhaps we can reallocate some funding that was coming to us from Bureau of Environmental Services as part of their Citizens Benefit Opportunity Grant, because of the big pipe project for Hawk Lights at Clinton 11th and 12th, that very awkward intersection there. These will no longer be needed for Hawk Lights because of the reconfiguring of the intersection. I have a map for you. The reconfiguring of that intersection with the changes in the intersection and the signalizing of that intersection. So what we're hoping is that maybe BES would be willing to use that funding for that light, for that path. The neighborhoods, this has allowed us an opportunity to work with Brooklyn, our neighborhood to the south, and as well as the neighborhoods to the... Is that the end?
But please finish your thought.
So we've been working with them on a number of issues, and one of them is the connectivity between the neighborhoods. Powell Boulevard is a big divide. Part of this solves some of the problem because of a ped bike route that's going to be included in the crossing of Powell. One of our dilemmas at the present time is whether to have a replacement bridge over the light rail plus UP rail at 16th and 14th. It's a little complex, the pluses and minuses of either of those.
Well, thank you, and we'll continue. Obviously, there's a myriad of details we still have to work on, and on something like this, the details matter. So,
thanks.
Ms. Nedekoven?
Thank you. Linda Nedekoven. I'm Mayor Adams and Commissioners. Appreciate the opportunity to speak with you about this today. I'm excited and ready to go. I am vice chair of HAND, but I want to make it clear that I'm not speaking on behalf of the Neighborhood Association today, but I'm saying we a lot because my comments reflect many conversations over the last couple of years with many neighbors on these subjects. So first, I want to stress how excited we are to be involved in this process where the unique characteristics of our neighborhood, i.e. we're close to the river, we're industrial, and we're residential, are kind of coming to the forefront and being emphasized in the design of this light rail station. We're clear we're not trying to turn this into a Christmas tree kind of project, but we're trying to be really smart in terms of how we can work to combine any resources, public and private, to really do innovative things as we redevelop in this area. Big priority for us is to avoid displacement as much as possible. The businesses that have to move because of the actual construction, we hope we can capture for the Central East Side and keep them there. We're hoping to grow more businesses, of course. So just to let you know philosophically where a lot of us stand on this. We're trying to, as an example of this, we were working for the second year with a group of urban design students led by Don Stastny and Ed Starkey to try to look, help us think outside the box on, you know, mixed use. What does that mean in an industrial residential kind of transition zone, all these sorts of things. So we're continuing to try to be very active partners. We can't bring land to the table to try to help things move forward, but we can certainly try to bring all the good ideas that we can gather. On to a couple of things that we're not so excited about. We are really concerned about the old park and ride issue. We are already blessed with 4 bus routes that go east and west in our neighborhood. People already use our neighborhood as a park and ride because of the bus routes. We're concerned about that increasing once we have the light rail station there. So we want to have some careful thought and some careful study about what we can best do besides obviously having the parking permit system, but also to think about other options. Another concern is the traffic flow on 11th and 12th. We're really concerned that the light rail station, the light rail line, enhance transportation in our in this part of the city, not sort of tie it up more tightly, because we already struggle with the flow because of the UP tracks on 11th and 12th. Some of us have been working on redoing Division Street for 8 or 9 years, and we're just getting to engineering on the improvements on that street. And if the flow on 11th and 12th starts backing up on Division or sending traffic across 20th instead or 26th, then a lot of our plans kind of, you know, go out the window. So we really want to make sure we're looking at those traffic projections carefully. We're looking at design and mitigation possibilities. And I guess since I'm almost out of time, I also want to add my thanks to the Planning Bureau, who's been helping staff our kind of ad hoc study group that's trying to get a head start before we get our CET funding and become official, and also the folks from TriMet and from PBOT. So thank you.
What's CET funding?
Construction excise tax, the money from Metro.
Thank you very much. Hi.
Hi, I'm Matt Nolenbach. I'm the land use chair for the Southwood Moreland Improvement League, and I'd like to thank you for the opportunity to come here and speak about the Portland-Milwaukee light rail today. First of all, I'd like to comment that the efforts of the city staff and the TriMet staff involving our neighborhood, and in particular our neighborhood association, have been excellent. As Art Pierce mentioned earlier in his testimony, there's been a large outreach program on the part of both the city and TriMet to keep us informed. And I have to say they've been very responsive to a lot of the suggestions and concerns that we raised in the past. So I'm not here with a long list of complaints today, but I do have a few suggestions. First of all, we have 3 stations which affect our neighborhood. The part of the plan that talks about neighborhoods and recreation segment, the Tacoma, Bybee, and future Herald Street station, all affect the Southwood and Westmoreland station, border our neighborhood on the east side. I have to say, I think the planning for the Tacoma and Bybee Street stations are going quite well. There are a number of issues having to do with design factors in both stations, and traffic issues in the Tacoma Street station are something that needs to be worked on. There's a large degree of concern about traffic backups and so forth in that area, and it's something that we need to pay particular attention to in the future. Our neighborhood association will be working with the Johnson Creek Watershed Council to try to come up with a mitigation plan for the routing of Johnson Creek through the Tacoma Street Station, and we think this is a very positive step on the part of the Watershed Council, and we'll be working with the city and TriMet staff on that as well. The future Herald Street Station has left us in somewhat of a quandary. I think, as you know, the Northwest Moreland was the zoning was changed considerably back in the 1990s to provide for denser residential use in anticipation of a light rail stop in the future. That has not happened, I think, to the degree that people thought it might. And in places where it has happened, what we found is the development of very small lots, 50 by 100 lots, into multifamily development, which has turned out to be quite controversial for the people who already live in these single-family house neighborhoods. So we're faced with kind of a chicken and egg problem here. On one hand, we're trying to figure out ways to develop the neighborhood so we can accommodate more dense growth. But the rationale, the original rationale in the late 90s to do that, has been taken away, and it's getting difficult for us to explain to people why they should accept more dense growth in their neighborhood. So this is something we'll be working with the city on in the Portland plan and trying to figure out ways to accommodate that planned growth.
Thank you all very much. Appreciate your testimony.
Thank you.
Next three are Tim Ramos, Robert Pickett, and Shannon Olive.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to City Council, or welcome to City Council.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Would you like to begin?
Pardon me?
Would you like to begin?
Yes. Tim Ramos, for your record, I'd like to begin by joining in thanking Fred Hansen for 11 years of remarkable service to our community. And I am certain that there are suburban city councils out there who in particular appreciate his effort to come out to those councils on rainy, wet, windy, dark winter nights to engage directly and personally in dialogue with those councils about the future of transit in our region. And this project that you're considering today is one of the fruits of that dialogue. I know also that my client, Jay Zidell, very much appreciates Fred's work in encouraging a partnership between TriMet and the Zidell companies. I am very pleased to be here today representing Jay Zidell and the Zidell companies in support of the plan that's before you. Since the 1920s, Zidell companies have owned or leased land where light rail is going to bisect the property on the west side of the river. That property since the 20s has been a place where families in Portland and have been able to find family wage jobs in steel reclamation, steel manufacturing, barge manufacturing, and other related activities. This project will be a catalyst to transform that property into something new, modern, mixed-use, transit-related, and will allow the property to serve the community in a different capacity into the future. The light rail project we support today is critical in transforming the property, and the coordination with TriMet and with the city is very much appreciated by Zidell companies. The concept plan presented today is part of a larger effort to align private sector and public sector planning and investment to try to achieve a new vision for this region. Zidell has attempted to contribute to the effort by working together on connections to the Greenway, coordinating construction mitigation planning, and in collaborating with TriMet and the city on a substantial financial gift to the project. When that is finalized, Zidell companies will donate $7.1 million out of the city's $30 million committed match, and that donation will be in the form of land. And it's donated for purposes of making sure the match is achieved and the project vision is accomplished. While there are some contingencies that remain to be worked out, the essence of the agreement and the donation are now in place. So in sum, we thank all those who have worked so hard on the plan, and we join with them in urging you to accept it today. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Hi. Welcome to council.
Good afternoon, Mayor and council members. My name is Shannon Olive, and I'm a community organizer with OPAL, Organizing People, Activating Leaders, Environmental Justice Group here in Oregon. And OPAL is a community organizing and policy advocacy organization working with low-income communities of color to engage, educate, and empower for environmental justice. Our work is focused in primarily in East Portland, Multnomah County. I am also a lifelong resident of Northeast Portland, active in the African-American community who've moved out to East Portland, Multnomah County from rapidly rising rents and gentrification. My children and I rely on TriMet Bus for all of our basic needs, schoolwork, medical appointments, and church. OPAL has questions and concerns about the proposed TriMet Online. We support our increase in public transportation options. Public transportation improves our public's physical health, provides green jobs, reduces toxic emissions, and supports our most vulnerable and bus-dependent communities. TriMet has stated that there is a 27 budget shortfall, but there are steady light rails being made, and I and the bus riders are footing the bill, still suffering. So my question today is, how will the East Portland residents benefit from this? When there was a community outreach done to the folks to reach out to find out what the decisions and how we felt about that, They didn't come out to East Portland and asked us, allow our voice to be heard in the process, but decisions are still being made. We have been listening to the experience of bus riders over the last month and have learned several things. One, two-thirds of all TriMet daily boarders are on the bus. Two, overcrowding is increasing on the bus, forcing people like the elderly to stand. Three, overcrowding is also triggering more pass-up incidents where buses leave behind waiting passengers. And four, bus conditions need significant improvement, including benches, schedule information, garbage cans, and lighting to meet appropriate cleanliness and safety standards. We ask that the TriMet and their public partners, including the City of Portland, prioritize the needs of our most vulnerable communities, in particular those who are bus dependents. We would like to know how best to get information about revenues and costs for the proposed Orange Line, and we ask for a commitment to develop a policy to ensure minimum adequate revenue for TriMet bus service to our communities. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Really appreciate it. Sir.
Good afternoon, Mayor Adams, members of the council. My name is Robert Pickett. I'm here as the vice chairperson of the City of Portland's Bicycle Advisory Committee, and I'm speaking on behalf of the committee today. I want to add to the echo, which keeps bouncing around in here, lauding TriMet's project group for their outreach to the community, and including our group. They've been diligent and patient in scheduling multiple opportunities for us to review this project. Our last chance to review it was in March, and we are very much in support of this project. It's excellent, but we have a few specific locations where we still have some concerns about the connections for people riding bicycles. We've put this together in a letter, which I think you just received, and you can all read, so I'm not going to go through every point. However, I do want to kind of highlight three particular points. The first one is Southeast 17 to Southeast Herald. We understand that the original design included a trail connection between Southeast 17th and Southeast Herald. I guess in that place is just to the north of Highway 99. Our understanding is that that important connection has been removed, possibly because of a requirement for a flyover for the railroad to go over Herald. We think it's very important not to build this section in a way that precludes the addition of a trail in this location in the future. Our second point that we wanted to highlight was Southeast Clinton to the Willamette River Bridge, the new bridge that they're going to build as part of this project. This connection is of extreme concern for us. Clinton Street is a bicycle boulevard that funnels a large volume of people riding bicycles from points throughout Southeast Portland to the central east side and downtown. It's imperative that they continue to have an efficient connection from their neighborhoods to the river. While we're very excited about the prospect of a multi-use path that may help connect Southeast 9th and Southeast 12th, and Ms. Pierce mentioned that earlier in her testimony and talked about alternative ways of funding to perhaps get property for that, which sounds like a wonderful idea. We're excited about that. However, the plans that we saw in March of the Clinton Street Station area, particularly where 8th and 9th Avenues meet Division Place, combined with the anticipated increase in bus traffic, may actually make the conditions for people riding bicycles worse than they are now. Our last concern is the connections from the Willamette River Bridge to the Springwater Corridor / East Bank Esplanade. This is a connection of two regional bicycle facilities, and it doesn't yet reflect the values of excellence that TriMet traditionally strives for. This is also a concern for us. I understand we're still in the design process. We want to highlight our concerns in these locations, and we want to offer our continuing support and cooperation as TriMet planners and PBOT staffers continue to work on these. And we want to thank them for their excellent, earnest work on this project.
Thank you, and thank you all for your testimony. Really appreciate it.
That's all who signed up.
All right. Additional council discussion? All right, this is a resolution, so Carl, would you please call the vote?
Fish?
I want to add my comments to the comments of the mayor and thanking Fred Hansen for his service. And, you know, one of the, there's lots of things that you can point to as legacy pieces, but I think there's a REACH housing development on Interstate. They may have been among the most complicated projects that you worked on, but I had the pleasure of being with you at the ribbon cutting, and I drove by that cluster last night. We have IFCC, a city park, and the Beautiful Reach development. And it's a model of what we can do in transit-oriented development. And I know how challenging that project was, and it would not have happened without your leadership. So thank you for that, and thank you for all the courtesies you've extended to me during my brief service. And this is an excellent discussion, and I learned a number of things, and I'm particularly interested in working with TriMet and the mayor and PDC, PBOT, a number of the other entities to look at the housing opportunities. And one of the things that keeps coming up in the Housing Bureau is that as we expand out our system of colleges and universities, people don't know where to put student housing. And it seems to me this creates some unique opportunities for potentially partnering with some public institutions that may have some bonding capacity to build out some housing. As we go through the exercise of looking at all of the, we're going through an exercise now we call the big look on all tax abatement policies, and we'll be particularly looking at the TOD programs and making recommendations to the legislature in the next biennium about ways of tweaking. I think we'll be looking to see what is in our existing toolkit and what additional tools we may want to be able to exploit this incredible opportunity. Sorry I wasn't here when Randy Gregg spoke, but I really want to commend the mayor for driving this vision of a Halperin district and then the various things that can come off of that. I think for this, city's agreed to work with a number of parties to get historic district status for the Halperin fountains and the sequence. As everything in Portland's a little complicated because I have the fountains and the plazas, the mayor has the connectors, Randy has the water. I mean, you got to get a lot of people aligned, but thankfully, Randy Gregg has been a driving force on that. And by the way, it probably would never have happened had PICA not done a public art piece on the site to introduce a lot of us, including me, to the significance of Lawrence Halperin. And there you go, city support for arts, 1% for the arts, Morgan Cultural Trust, public art. Now the Halperin District has the potential to be a significant destination in the city. I want to thank everyone who's presented. I'm not a transportation guru like some of my colleagues. I still have my training wheels on my vehicle, if you will. But this is very exciting, and the possibility to activate development along the way, connect the region, and provide more options for people is terrific. And I wrote down the one number that I keep coming back to, Fred, is the number you gave. I think it's 1 to 47, which is the leverage. We only wish that everything we were investing in generated those kinds of benefits. So thank you to everybody, and I'm pleased to vote in support of the resolution. Aye.
Saltzman?
Well, I also want to acknowledge Fred Hansen for being a great leader at TriMet and a great leader at the Department of Environmental Quality before that, and also at the EPA in Washington, D.C. I forgot that one. But he's been a true public servant and has led this agency to new heights. And this project that we're approving conceptually today in design is really this new height of excellence. This is going to provide not only a way for people to get to and fro without having to rely on the automobile, but is done in a manner that's also going to promote bicycle and pedestrian access and is really going to provide new opportunities for people to live and get to work without relying on the automobile. I still do have concerns about the mitigation from the bridge, and we will continue, although I'm encouraged by the discussions that have been occurring so far, but I want to make sure that we are doing right not only by all the federal agencies that have quite a bit of control over those decisions, but doing right by making sure that we restore as much of the Willamette River bank to its natural state as possible, both for people and for fish. So thank you all, and I'm pleased to vote aye.
Fritz.
Well, thank you, Fred, for your service to the citizens of the metro region and to TriMet. Thank you to all the staff who've been involved in this. You've done it continues to be a good project. It's always nice to hear multiple different sections coming in and saying how they appreciated the outreach and that has been done well. So thank you very much for that. I would be interested in discussing with your successor a more equitable funding for TriMet, and I appreciate Ms. Olive's concerns about bus riders subsidizing ongoing the operation, the construction with bus money. So I think we need to have that discussion as a region to make sure that we do have a transit system that everybody can use and that it's equitably funded and that old ladies like me are not standing up on my heels, which is really difficult. I share Commissioner Saltzman's concerns about mitigation and appreciate the information I was given on that and also the funding for the Greenway Trail. There's lots of different pieces which I know that the team is following and making sure that you take care of. So I'm just highlighting some of the ones that are on my list. The bridge design, particularly the pathway and the separation between pedestrians and bicycles, continues to be of concern. Also the pathways that are off the bridge and making sure that there's room for both pedestrians and bicycles to coexist peaceably and safely is important to me. The Brooklyn neighborhood's pedestrian connections to the river as well as to the stations, I think, are very important, and it was something that we should do as part of this project in collaboration with the city's funding. I do appreciate TriMet having an ongoing to-do list, or the project having an ongoing to-do list. A couple of things that I added after the briefing that staff gave me were to include the Office of Healthy Working Rivers in the planning and support for this, and to continue TriMet's good work with graffiti abatement and using graffiti-resistant materials as much as possible. I certainly appreciate your partnership on graffiti vandalism and taking care of that throughout our system, and we'll want to continue partnering with you on that. I encourage us to think about sitting and viewing platforms as a destination as well as for passengers to rest. It was interesting, the testimony about OMSI starting 20 years ago. When my family were little, we started going to OMSI by the zoo, and then we switched to going to OMSI. And actually taking a day trip on the MAX out to Gresham, which had just opened, was one of the funnest things that my young family liked to do. We would take the bus downtown, take the MAX to Gresham, go to the library then go home again. And they, of course, at the end of that, were all ready to go, and I was absolutely exhausted. But we should be thinking about our transportation system, not only for people, busy people, to get to work on buses and other ways to get to where they need to be, but we are developing a system which is enjoyable to be on, and we should recognize that. And we have all different kinds of transit. And so as we're designing this wonderful new bridge and system, we should be recognizing that there will be people who will want to take it just for fun, and that should be something that we should consider. In the middle of the bridge, having a sitting area where you can enjoy the view and have a picnic and then go back where you came from, perhaps. And then finally, just to mention the naming process for the new bridge that we on the council are very familiar with, naming of important things. And I would encourage you, we would be happy to work with you. Obviously, it's TriMet's bridge, but we hope there will be an open and transparent public process to help name the various pieces of this wonderful new piece of infrastructure, which I think is going to be something we'll all be proud of for generations to come. So thank you very much all for your work. Aye.
Adams.
Again, thank you and your entire team at TriMet. Thanks to Teresa and Art, Catherine, Greg, the great crew at the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability. We're at 30%, 70% to go. Aye. We're adjourned.